You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today. We're about to hear part three of a sermon I preached last week. I cut it up into three parts to play it on the radio. It's entitled, Is God Through with the Jew? It's a shocking end of this sermon of what's going to happen to Israel and then what's going to happen to everyone else. Please don't miss this message. If you haven't heard the others, go to WGOD Radio on Facebook or go to WGODOnTheAir.net. Please don't miss this teaching on what the fullness of the Gentiles is. Please, I encourage you, don't miss this important message. Speaking of important messages, I invite you out this Sunday, Island Community Church. It's 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. For more information, call me. My number is 804-621-3633. Once again, 804-621-3633. Sunday sermon, Sunday morning at 10:30. The falling away from the faith of the United States of America. I invite you to come out to Island. Don't miss this message. It's a shocking message of what spiritually has happened here in this country. Now let's hear part three of this message, Is God Through with the Jew?
Known only to God up until this point, I do not desire you to be ignorant of this mystery, lest you be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until. You see, this is why the Catholics are wrong. This is why the Presbyterians are wrong. With this word, until here, forces you to interpret this book literally. You've got to take what he says literal. You can't spiritualize this text. Blindness in part, that's the word porosis. Like osteoporosis. You ever heard of that word before? It's like a callus that grows on your bones. Osteoporosis. Here it's porosis of their hearts. Blindness. Porosis has happened to Israel until... You've got to interpret this literally. You see, the Catholic Church and the Presbyterians made a mistake. And they took what Peter said. Here's what Peter said. He said, you are a chosen... This is 1 Peter 2:9. It says, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. But you see, Peter did not know this. Peter did not know this mystery. Not that what Peter said was wrong, but Peter didn't know the whole truth when he wrote that. Indeed, we are a chosen race. We are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We are a people for God's own possession. But Peter didn't know this mystery. As is declared to us by Paul, that therefore, following what Peter said, and basing your whole theology on that is wrong. Paul says, I tell you a mystery, like the other mysteries. Peter didn't know the revelation of the rapture. Paul says, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet. Peter, bless his heart, did not know that. This was a mystery, unrevealed, unknown up until last time. I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, that blindness, perosis, has happened to Israel until this little Greek word, akri, an adverb of time, insists you take this verse literally. God's not done dealing with the nation of Israel. Blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. Fullness, pleroma is the Greek word. Think about it, full. Like a full tank of gas. A full glass of water. A full moon. 60 seconds to a minute. 60 minutes to an hour. 24 hours to a day. 7 days to the week. Full, right? What can you add to a full glass of water? What can you add to a full moon? I encourage you, go on down here to the Sunoco station and keep trying to press that lever when you got a full tank of gas and watch what happens. See, this means that written down somewhere, you see, is a number known only to God. Of all the people that are going to come to Christ, written down is this number. Included in that number is how many of your aunts and uncles and nieces and nephews, sons and daughters are going to believe in Christ. You know, it's kind of like these chairs right here. Okay, let's see here. Ron, why don't you take one of those chairs? Cheryl, sit in the other chair, if you don't mind. Doesn't matter where you sit. Just take a chair while it's still today. Now, to use the Paul Esposito paraphrase, that is a picture of the kingdom of heaven. Right there. Blindness in part has happened to Israel until, you see, the Bible says there's multitudes in the valley of decision. And this is a picture of the kingdom of heaven today. And I say to you, whoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. While it's called today, my job is to plead with you to take that last chair. But the only problem is, maybe the pastor down the street's preaching the same sermon as me. You see, the fullness of the Gentiles is this. It's just like outside of this building right here. Outside of this sanctuary, it says maximum capacity is 260 people. You can't fit any more into that. And see, the kingdom of heaven is the same way. This is the realization I've got this morning. The fullness of the Gentiles does not reflect how many Gentiles want to be granted entry into the kingdom. It reflects how many will get in until the door is shut. How many will get in until the door is shut. You see, when once the fullness of the Gentiles hits, once the last person out here takes this seat right there, then this is what happens. Luke 13:24. Once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door, that's it. Ball game over. It's all over. Once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door, and you begin to stand and knock at that door saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he will say, I answer, I say to you, I do not know you, where you are from. Then you will begin to say, but we ate and drank in your presence. You taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you, where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom, and you yourselves thrust out. That's a picture of the kingdom of God today, friends. There's running out of seats. Heaven is not going to be a place where everyone that wants to get in will be able to get in at any time. I see it as heaven has a maximum capacity sign on the outside of the door. And that maximum capacity is almost full. It's reaching to the fullness. And God says here, blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles. Same thing, full tank of gas, full moon, a full week, a full hour, a full day, a full month. There's also a full amount of non-Jews that are going to believe and receive Jesus Christ. And then when that happens, verse 26, so all Israel will be saved, as it is written. The deliverer will come out of Zion and turn away ungodliness from Jacob. This is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. Now, heaven, the way I look at it, is like musical chairs. You remember that old game? Sip's not a game. It's like taking a billion people and three chairs. A billion people and three chairs. And then, once the music stops, that's it. There's a billion people trying to take three chairs. And that's the way it's going to be. And I encourage you, let's you and I here, while it is today, help to show people the way to take these chairs. Now, I was prepared today for some people coming into this house that might not know the Lord and give them an opportunity to come over here and take one of these chairs here today. I know there's disobedient people that didn't listen to the Lord, that didn't come in here today as he led them to come and take one of these chairs, have their names written in the book of life. The Lord says, all day long I've stretched out my hands to a disobedient, abstinent people. Is God through with the Jew? No. He's going to pick up his program again with the nation of Israel once that last chair is filled. This is why I say to you, to the best of my ability, best of my understanding, as someone who has spent his life attempting to learn and understand this book, if you miss this opportunity, there's no hope for you. There is no second chance. Today is the day to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. Lord God, we just pray right now. I want to pray for all those that are hearing this program in another time and in another place, or anyone right here. I want to ensure, Lord, that my name is in the book. I want to make sure, I want to grab my seat while I can. Therefore, I call on your name. I receive you today. You said in your word, as many as call on your name and receive you will be saved. Therefore, I believe you are the Son of God, Jesus Christ. I receive you today. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I turn and repent of my sin. I believe that which I've already or have always known. Now I just pray you'd write my name into your book of life. And I take my seat. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth.